Welcome back. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites for you. All of them are good, but you may deem one better than the others for any reason you want to choose, and that's the one you want to call the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, which means you give us a call after you've heard these four soundbites, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or email us, but email us early, please, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can choose it because you like it. You can choose it because you don't. You can choose it because you find it interesting or puzzling or enlightening, whatever your reason may be. Call us and vote. Tell us which you think should be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and why. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. The first soundbite for this week's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week comes from a regular guest, Bishop Keith Ackerman. He was over in Lambeth in Cambridge, England, visiting with his fellow bishops in this once-a-decade huge meeting of Anglican leaders. And we got off on the subject of how the theologians, if you can call them that, in the Western part of Anglicanism tend to think.
One bishop said he finds it amazing that for those who are always seeking justice and dignity of personhood, that does not seem to apply to those who maintain an orthodox position. It would appear that while I am certainly here with bishops who speak at least five languages, it is interesting how theology tends to be a second or third language for a number of Western bishops. There is oftentimes a Western attitude that virtually everything can be resolved merely by talking about it. That is, it's almost as if the church functions on the basis of the Hegelian dialectic rather than the Ten Commandments.
That's soundbite number one, Bishop Keith Ackerman talking about the sociological mindset rather than the theological mindset. I love the way he puts it, that theology is a second or third language to some of the Western bishops. I know some church leaders for whom theology is a second or third language, or perhaps even an unspoken language, so I can sympathize there. Should that be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week? If so, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. David Menton. Recently on the program, we were talking about creation and evolution. And near the end of our conversation, he made the connection between Genesis and the gospel.
When people say we should just be focusing on the gospel, we should be focusing on Christ, and I say, well, what has Christ done that I should be concerned about him? They say, well, he saved you. Saved me from what? Oh, he saved you from sin. Okay, I'm not perfect, but then you're not perfect either. I must be good enough for God because you can't really be perfect anyway. You see, if we don't go back to the Old Testament and point out what the first Adam did, we're never going to understand what the second Adam, that is Christ, did. In those first page of Scripture, the very first page of the Bible, we find out how pain, suffering, and death came into the world. It was man's fault, not God's fault, man's fault. And when God came to man, man actually blamed it all on God. Adam said, don't blame me, it's his wife you gave me. And instead of destroying man, God promised to save you right there. I can't believe he had that kind of mercy, that kind of loving grace, that he would offer a savior to a created being who had just insulted him and told him he was the fault.
I like that. That's a good response to people who say, why do we worry so much about a six-day creation and the historicity of things like Adam and Eve? Shouldn't we just focus on the gospel? Great response from Dr. David Menton. Should this be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Earlier this week, we also came up with a whole new Issues Etc. feature, accidentally. We decided to call it Stupid Pastor Tricks because a certain pastor, I think his name is Jeff Harlow, decided that a sermon illustration, a great sermon illustration, would be to roll out onto the stage for his message, riding on a dirt bike, but it went wrong. Here's the incident, the illustration gone awry in his own words.
It lurched, it threw me backwards, and the natural rotation of my hand was into the throttle. And I did a leap off of our platform. I didn't clear the front row. I landed in it. It worked well, for two services, and it was a great illustration because they become one with the bike. For me, I'm just trying to hang on to it. It would not make America's funniest video. It would make America's dumbest. I have known pastors to do more damage from the platform than what I did. If that's the most damage I ever do, is just ramming a bike into the front row, why, then I can live with that kind of damage.
I was driving home after we did that segment on stupid pastor tricks, and we had a lot of people responding to us, telling us, we just asked, what is the stupidest thing your pastor's ever done by way of trying to illustrate something that's gone completely wrong, and we had people, we couldn't get to all the email. I was thinking to myself, doesn't someone backstage at this church say to the pastor, you know, pastor, just for the sake of our liability, don't start the bike. If you want to illustrate sitting on the bike and being one with the bike, just roll it out there and get on it. You can pretend. You can go vroom, vroom and move your hands and pretend. Bring someone up there with a big fan to blow your hair back. Make it look like you're moving. But it might not be a good idea to start the thing up. I don't know. Apparently no one had that idea. Should that be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here is the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration today, and that means right after we play this, I want to hear from you which of these four should be the Issues Etc. soundbite this week. This one comes from Father Richard John Newhouse. He was on the program recently. We were talking about abortion as a civil rights issue, and he began by discussing how feminism has tried to push abortion as fundamental to a woman's dignity. Listen to what he has to say.
There could hardly be anything more demeaning of women than to say that a woman's dignity depends upon her right to kill her children. I mean, this is a ghastly notion. And yet, the pro-abortion forces have played that line again and again and again. What a demeaning view of the dignity of the woman. And of what obviously in the whole history of civilization is among the most sacred and revered icons of human greatness and love, which is the relationship between a mother and a child, to drive a dagger into that sacred relationship and to call it a victory for women is truly surrealistic, bizarre.
I don't think I've ever heard it put better. That's Issues Etc. soundbite of the week number four. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? Father Richard John Newhouse on the lie of reproductive choice and the dignity of women. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Friday, the 25th of July, playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You give us a call and tell us which of these should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, or email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. Is it soundbite number one, Bishop Keith Ackerman, on how sociology governs the thinking of many Western bishops rather than theology? Is it soundbite number two, Dr. David Menton, on the real connection, the vital connection between the Genesis creation account and the gospel of Jesus Christ? Is it soundbite number three, a pastor describing his own stupid pastor trick? Or is it soundbite number four, Father Richard John Newhouse, on the dignity of women and abortion? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or email us here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. In the second hour of the program, the church remembers James the Apostle today. There are lots of Jameses in the New Testament, and they're difficult to sort out sometimes, which one is which and who is who. Pastor Will Whedon will be our guest, pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois, to talk about St. James the Apostle and to help us remember. Joe Dallas, a very good guest from Genesis Counseling, will be our guest at about 20 minutes after the hour in the second hour of the program. We're going to spend that time with him responding to pro-gay theology. That is, how have the arguments, usually made in the public square, in favor of gay marriage, gay ordination, and the homosexual lifestyle in general, found their way into the church, and how are the advocates of homosexuality using the Bible to try and argue for the same kinds of things. That's coming up here in about 45 minutes on Issues Etc. In the meantime, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll take your phone calls as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got all four laid out for you. It's time for you to tell us which one you think should be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you want to email us, this is a great time to email or call during this break. talkback@issuesetc.org or call toll-free 1-877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Friday, July the 25th. After we play Soundbite of the Week, Hour 2 of Issues Etc. is straight ahead. 1-877-623-MYIE. talkback@issuesetc.org. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely upon you to pay for the production, salaries, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a financial gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. That's Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Too Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station. You're listening to Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,500 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Gregory Brown, Paul Radley, Ellen Parton, Lil Spildy, Richard Ierley, Pastor Ryan Fairman, Pastor Eric Skovgaard, Rebecca Fairman, Michael, and Pastor Chris Davis. Thanks for your support.
Christian apologist Gretchen Passantino on the importance of Issues Etc.
This is the best that Christian radio gets. And I know that anyone who listens to this show will get sound biblical doctrine and, most importantly, a complete focus on the cross and on Christ. I've done so many radio shows over 35 years, literally thousands of them, and I know of no other program that puts the cross and the gospel right at the focus of everything.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, Issues Etc.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means we've got four soundbites, and it's time for you to vote. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. Let's go to the phones where Zelwyn is waiting in North Dakota. Zelwyn, welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Which is your soundbite of the week and why?
I'd have to go, I believe it was the second one, dealing with creation and the gospel. And my reason for that is because I hear so often about people talking about how, like you say, this isn't all that important, that the Bible might have gotten a little wrong in that area, but we have to be able to defend the truth from the very beginning.
All right. When you say the Bible might have got it a little bit wrong, I may not have heard you correctly. What do you mean by that?
Well, no, I don't personally believe that.
Oh, okay.
Don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. I've heard it so many times, people saying like, oh, well, you know, maybe it got it wrong in that sense. You know, we could trust science in this respect, but I don't agree with that at all.
All right.
And that's Sorry if I didn't make that.
Oh, no. I had some sort of a senior moment there. I mean, even though I'm not that old, I don't know what's happening to me. Zelwyn, thank you so much. He votes for number two, Dr. David Menten on Genesis and the gospel. You're right, Zelwyn. We hear so often people saying, well, come on. They won't come out and say that the Bible's wrong. They'll just say, we need to reinterpret it, reevaluate it, rethink what it might mean. And you're right, Zelwyn, we need to defend the truth from the very beginning, that is, in the beginning. Here's Marie, listening in Mississippi. Thanks for waiting, Marie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I would like to vote for the stupid pastor tricks soundbite.
All right.
I think, for several reasons. First of all, it's funny that the guy failed so miserably at the point of his demonstration that, you know, he was trying to demonstrate unity and he fell off the bike. And also, I think it's ironic that he claims that he hasn't caused any damage other than hurting himself because the very fact that he's using such a ridiculous illustration shows that his message probably isn't Christ-centered or Christ-focused. And so he's probably causing damage by not giving the people the message that they really need to hear.
Marie, thank you very much, and thanks for listening to Mississippi. Yeah, when you have to resort to stupid pastor tricks, something's wrong. I mean, if you want pastor to be the clown in the church circus, go right ahead. If you want him to sit in the dunking booth at the church fair, good and fine. But on Sunday morning, if the pastor has to resort to hijinks and tricks to get you to pay attention, you know, maybe he should just go back and preach the word. In season, out of season. Wouldn't hurt. Here's Barry in Pennsylvania. Barry, welcome.
Hi, Pastor. I'm going to take a slightly different tack, and I hope it's not a problem the way I phrase it, but I'm going to vote for stupid pastor tricks because that man's absolutely right. There's a lot of pastors who have done a lot, caused a lot more damage than he has. And I'm thinking of the crew that fired you guys Easter week. I mean, compared to that, riding a motorcycle on the altar is nothing.
Although I could probably see them doing both. So, I mean... Barry, thank you very much. I got to say, I have some affinity for your reason there. That makes two votes for stupid pastor tricks as the soundbite of the week. And yeah, if you look at it that way, if this guy can be compared to the damage that is done by preachers who mishandle the word of God, remember that sharp two-edged sword, if a pastor just walks out there swinging it around as though he owns the place, he's liable to hurt somebody rather than rightly handling the word of truth. It does more eternal damage than any motorcycle could ever, ever do. Charlie is listening in Maryland. Charlie, welcome.
Thanks. I got a vote for Richard John Newhouse's comment. I've always been offended when I've heard people try to defend abortion by making some sort of appeal to women's dignity. It just seems ridiculous on the face of it, and I really appreciate the way that he expressed that.
Thank you very much, Charlie, and thanks for listening in Maryland. The thing that Father Newhouse brings is a moral compass, an unwavering moral compass. And sometimes that kind of steady notion of which way is north in a moral sense can bring about some brilliant analysis, cutting straight through all of the rhetoric to the truth that lies, or should I say the lie that lies behind women's dignity so closely attached to things like abortion. Thank you very much, Charlie. This email comes from William. He writes, I vote for Richard John Newhouse and his soundbite. It made me want to download and listen to the entire program. There's two votes for Father Richard John Newhouse. That's good. See, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is working. When people say it makes me want to download and listen to the entire program, here's the dirty little secret. That's why we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, believe it or not. And we like talking to you. Tom in San Angelo, Texas writes, he says, I vote for Richard John Newhouse as well. That's three votes. Made me want to download and listen to the entire program. Wow. Two people saying that. Betty in Greeley, Colorado says, I vote for number two. That's two votes for Dr. David Menten. She didn't say why. Email us back, Betty, and tell us why number two was the soundbite of the week for you. And this looks like Marilis Marilis in Texas, she says, I'm a new listener. I vote for soundbite number 2, connecting the Old Testament to Christ. Keep proclaiming Christ and Him crucified. We will, Marilis, and thanks for listening in Texas. Barbara in St. Louis writes us, if that's the most damage I ever did, she quotes, I'm voting for this soundbite because it illustrates how little this pastor and others like him who work so hard to quote-unquote illustrate to us simple-minded parishioners the simple truth of God's Word miss the mark in such a grand evil Knievel way. I like the connection there. She says the most damage done by pastors who don't get it, isn't that they land a dirt bike in the front row. It is that they lead their sheep to eternal peril because their sheep's clothing disguise has fallen over their eyes, blinding them to their own error. Wow. Way to extend a metaphor. I prefer my CC power to come, not to a dirt bike engine, but in the CC of Christ crucified. Yeah, how many CCs is your dirt bike, Christ crucified? Nice email, Barbara. Thank you very much. Carrie in Minnesota says, I vote for Dr. David Menton. Creation. I believe that if people believe in evolution, they have not thought out what that does to Christianity. You're right there, Carrie. If death didn't enter the world when Adam sinned, we really don't need Jesus. They don't realize that it even means a dinosaur could not have died till after God shed his first blood to clothe Adam and Eve. Jesus died to save us from death, eternal death. Thank you, Carrie in Minnesota. Stephen Whitridge, Colorado says, number 4, Father Newhouse. Hold on a second, I got to bring myself up to date. One more vote there. And bear with me. Stupid pastor tricks? Yes. Number 4 for Father Newhouse from Stephen Wheatridge. Chris in California says, my vote is for Dr. David Menton. You can't understand the good news until you know the bad news, how true that is. By the way, he says, I also want to cast a sympathy vote for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller because I loved his interview this week, and I'm sure that he's sad that he didn't make this week's cut. Well, he wasn't on the docket, Chris, but sometimes we occasionally allow people to vote for sound bites that aren't on the docket. All right, winner is Dr. David Menton, soundbite number 2, with, as far as I can tell, 5 votes. The close second, Father Richard John Newhouse on reproductive choice and women's dignity, and in a distant third, stupid pastor tricks, Bishop Ackerman. He didn't get any votes, but that's okay. Here's the winner of this issue, this week's Issues Etc. soundbite of the week.
When people say we should just be focusing on the gospel, we should be focusing on Christ, and I say, well, what has Christ done that I should be concerned about him? They say, well, he saved you. Saved me from what? Oh, he saved you from sin. Okay, I'm not perfect, but then you're not perfect either. I must be good enough for God because you can't really be perfect anyway. You see, if we don't go back to the Old Testament and point out what the first Adam did, we're never going to understand what the second Adam, that is Christ, did. In those first page of Scripture, the very first page of the Bible, we find out how pain, suffering, and death came into the world. It was man's fault, not God's fault, man's fault. And when God came to man, man actually blamed it all on God. Adam said, don't blame me, it's his wife you gave me. And instead of destroying man, God promised to save you right there. I can't believe he had that kind of mercy, that kind of loving grace, that he would offer a Savior to a created being who had just insulted him and told him he was the fault.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. Thanks to Zoan and Marie and Barry and Charlie, William, Tom, Betty, Marilis, Barbara, Carey, Steve, and Chris, who all played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. When we come back from this break, Hour 2 of Issues Etc. is straight ahead. Pastor Will Whedon will acquaint us and clear up the confusion about which James is being remembered by the church on this day, St. James the Apostle. That narrows it down a little bit, but not much. And then we'll be talking about gay theology with Joe Dallas of Genesis Counseling, based in Tustin, California. He is author of several books, including The Game Plan, The Gay Gospel, and When Homosexuality Hits Home. We'll respond to the arguments being made in the church in favor of the gay lifestyle, gay marriage, gay ordination, and all of the rest in the second hour of the program. When we come back, there are a lot of Jameses in the New Testament. I can think of at least 3. I think there are probably more. And all of them have their storyline. Which one is the church remembering on this day? Pastor Will Whedon will answer that question. Pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned for more Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.